This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, good morning. Trust all is well.
Good morning, Brad. I am well and you?
Good. I'm okay. I'm excited. We sound very scientific here today, talking about the impact of electromagnetic frequencies on our health. For everybody that says electromagnetic frequencies, that sounds all weird and new age. What are you two talking about this morning? No, 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 Wendy. This is the stuff that's coming out of your cell phone and your Wi-Fi router and your Bluetooth headphones and yikes. Pretty much all the modern tech that we use every day.
Absolutely. And all the towers, the cell phone towers, yeah, and everything else around us as well. Yeah. So we are absolutely surrounded by electromagnetic frequencies. And some have more of an impact on our bodies than others do.
So now what do we do? Because we can't, unless we go and live somewhere in the middle of the Karoo, how do we get away from this? I don't know. Maybe that's not the question to ask. It's how do we deal with what's going on around us? And let's start here. Does it actually affect our health?
Yes, it does affect our health. And some people are more sensitive to the effects of electromagnetic frequencies than others. And we see this with people who struggle with all sorts of nervous system disorders, and they can't necessarily pinpoint them. And again, a lot of these symptoms can overlap with other symptoms. So, you know, we have to also rule out anything else that could potentially be causing a problem. But it really does have an impact on our well-being. Mm.
Talking about these EMFs, we'll call them that for short. These EMFs, what exactly are they?
So they're invisible areas of energy. They can be referred to as radiation as well. And I think that sounds, you know, a little bit more acceptable sometimes for people. But you get two different types. You've got low frequency, which are non-ionizing, and that comes from your power lines, your household electricity, your Wi-Fi, your cell phones, you know, your Bluetooth and all sorts of other appliances as well. And then you get the high frequency, which are ionizing, and that's normally in your medical devices and your UV light. So things like X-rays and CT scans are your medical devices, and then the UV light from the sun. And these can damage our DNA and increase our risk for cancer.
Wow. Okay, so let me ask you, what effects are they actually having on our health? We're not always exposed to an X-ray, and a CT scan lasts a short period of time. But there are people every day walking around with a cell phone in the breast pocket of their shirt or in their handbag, which is hanging against their body, or I must admit, like mine, in my pocket of my pants.
In your trouser pocket. Yeah. Yes, I know. That's the worst place to put it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what happens is the body creates too many free radicals because, you know, it's trying to eliminate all of the stress on the cells. And that causes oxidative stress. And that can increase our inflammation, it accelerates aging, and it can lead to degeneration. So our bodies degenerate quicker when they're exposed to too much of this oxidative stress.
Now these EMFs, are they being absorbed into our body? I mean, how are they getting in? I mean, it's all around us, but I mean, how's it getting inside of me?
Yes. So our bodies work with frequencies as well. So, you know, everybody thinks that that's a strange concept, but our cells vibrate and they create a frequency and they interact at a frequency level as well. And so these electromagnetic frequencies from the outside can disrupt our own body's electric current. So that disturbs the function of our tissue and organs and disrupts our metabolic functions and can just create havoc in our systems. You know, it's like if you imagine a vortex or something that's spinning in a cycle. This is a disruptor to that spin. And so then, and your body is supposed to be in that spin. That's normal. If it can't, or if it's disrupted, or if it spins in the opposite direction, then our bodies start to show signs of degeneration.
I have thought, though, driving around a particular area not too far from where I am sitting right now, and these massive power lines that actually go right through a local neighborhood. And when you drive, if your window is open, you drive, you can hear those things humming. And I've always thought, I wouldn't necessarily want to live right next to a humming power line. I mean, I don't know enough to know, but I can hear it. And something inside of me says, this doesn't seem like a good thing.
Yeah. No, that is a very strong exposure to EMFs, and that can cause nerve and muscle stimulation. So if you're exposed to that continuously, there's a much bigger risk then for nerve damage or nerve, that can affect your brain, cognitive function, and muscular degeneration.
So what could happen? I mean, are we talking about diseases here? Are we talking about what? I mean, what's going to potentially happen? You say some more susceptible than others, but what could potentially happen in our bodies? So Dr. Wendy's still with us, but she muted there on her side. So let's see. Hi, Dr. Wendy.
I'm
Not sure.
sorry, I forgot to unmute.
That's okay. Did you hear the question?
I did hear the question. So, sorry about
No
that.
worries.
So it can cause neurological or cognitive symptoms such as headaches or pressure in the head. We can feel dizziness. We can have brain fog, difficulty concentrating, dizziness and vertigo as well. So, where you're off balance. It can cause that tingling. So you mentioned that humming from, that you can hear coming off the power lines. It can cause that sort of tingling or prickling sensation. So that humming happens in the body as well. So we can have these weird sensations in our bodies, and then it can affect memory and all sorts of things, as well as sleep and mood. The list actually goes on. There's quite a lot of things that it can disrupt in our bodies.
One gets the feeling, when smoking was all in vogue many years ago, it took quite a number of years to reach that point to say, actually, despite it have been made so popular and even doctors touting it as the thing to do for whatever the reasons were all those years ago, we then discovered smoking is not good for you. But now cell phones have only been around for like 30 years and they've been mainstream for a whole lot less than that. Are we still waiting to see the outcome of all of this stuff around us? I mean, are we still waiting to see the real negative side effect of all of this technology all around us?
I think there is a lot of research that is going into this, and we are already seeing the negative consequences. And so I don't think there's a complete lack of awareness around this. I certainly think if you're looking in the health industry, there is a very big awareness around the influence of electromagnetic frequencies on the body. But I think because the way technology is advancing and all of the marketing and the things that we have to have, and because it's so it becomes now part of who we are, we think now you have children going to grade one and they need to have an iPad. So the exposure from such a young age, and even earlier, our children are being exposed to Wi-Fi and all sorts of other things. But it is something that is so difficult to get away from that we have to figure out, okay, so how do we manage this best? Because it is, if we carry on like this, we're going to see a lot more of our degenerative diseases, happening in the body.
I see a question that's just popped up on our WhatsApp line here in front of me, Wendy. Someone says, what about smartwatches? Most people are wearing those. Let's say a lot of people are wearing those, and particularly those who take exercise very seriously to want to track and all the rest. So you see many of those on wrists everywhere.
Yep, you would be getting a small amount of electromagnetic frequency through that. You have to remember what happens with an EMF is it actually, or a device. It can act like an antenna. And so it's constantly communicating. So your watch is communicating with your cell phone, which is communicating with a cell phone tower, which is picking up information from all around. So it's like an antenna. And that is directing the information into your body. So yeah, it is going to have an impact. And the thing is, sometimes we sleep with those devices because now we want to track our sleep as well.
True.
So we are never unplugged from. And so I think that becomes the problem, is that you've got too much exposure on a continuous basis.
Yeah, the big question I think we want to say is what do we do? But we're going to have to wait till next week to fi figure out what we're going to do. I just want to ask you one more thing before we go. Let's just touch on sleep and moods. Can that be affected as well?
Yes. So we have spoken about this before, is that the radiation from the screen, or the blue light that comes from the screen, as well as the electromagnetic frequency, disrupts your melatonin production. So that can then affect your circadian rhythm, which is your sleep-wake cycle. Symptoms of insomnia, poor sleep quality, fatigue, or daytime sleepiness, anxiety, irritability, mood changes, those can all be exacerbated by EMF exposure.
We've got a lot to get through. Everyone is now running around panicking, switching everything off. I suppose we need to do something, and we're going to have to touch on that next week because we're out of time this morning, Wendy. But thank you for giving us an intro into this. Now we're aware, now we're thinking, and now we're pondering, and now we need to find solutions. And grateful that we can lean on you in a week from now to tackle some more of this. Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. As always, Wendy, thank you very much.
Pleasure, Brad. Have a great Thursday.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.